All right, 9:40, 20 till 10. Joe Marino joins us, former state representative, practicing attorney, talking about this brew pub thing in Gretna. Joe, I've spent some time talking about this now. I still don't know what the hell is going on. I'm trying to figure it out. I don't know if there's a there or not. Tell me what's happening here, because it seems like a lot of politics. And Ms. Chatelaine, you're welcome to call back if you want, but I don't understand.
Yeah, please call back. Please call back. Look, good morning, Tommy, and thank you for asking me to give an update on the Kingfish Riverview development. I'm excited that we're about to break the ground. I want to throw that in first before we talk about this investigation, because this is going to be a game-changing Riverview development for the West Bank. When people see it, they're going to lose their minds. They're going to look at this and go, this is a destination to come to in the city of Gretna that the parish owns. I thought when the letter came out from the inspector general, the reason the letter has so many errors and incorrect statements was because she hadn't interviewed anybody. Mm-hmm. But now she started interviewing people, and now she started requesting documents. And I actually went to the council meeting, and I spoke for almost an hour about exactly what this is. This is a state capital outlay project where the state of Louisiana is funding the majority of the project. There is a small part of the project that the parish is going to put up as their local match. That is the commercial, the leasable commercial space. It is all interconnected. And in the end, what happens, and I can't believe she's still saying the same things now. I can't believe she's saying that we're giving away, we're donating money, we're donating assets. I can't believe that that's still happening. What the parish is going to get, so we can be clear, they're investing about $10 million of the money that came down from the American Rescue Plan for Economic Development that Councilman Edwards has the discretion to use in his district, mm-hmm. and he's dedicating that money. That's the only investment the parish is going to have in the process. And then in the end, they get the whole complex. They get the three-level parking garage. They get the commercial leasable space, which is prime real estate. There's also a linear park that's built into it with a outdoor concert space. There's a kiosk. The parish owns all that.
Well, yeah, correct me if I'm wrong. This seems like when you talk about having to maintain it, it's like, Joe, here's the deal, or Tommy, here's the deal. I'm going to give mm-hmm. you this $500,000 home. It's absolutely free, but I got to tell you, you're going to have to maintain it. Well, that seems like a pretty good deal to me.
It's not giving. Okay, so they're trying to spin this into something nefarious. It's an economic development project that these small little groups that are nationally, you might have heard of them.
I meant good deal. Good deal.
GNO Inc.
Yeah, good deal from the parish's standpoint, where it's that.
It's a great deal. You're going from a lot, a flat lot. You own commercial leasable space, and you have a tenant that we have worked to get with into this space. It's a public-private partnership. This is not good government. This is great. This is smart. It's not just good.
Joe, let me.
And everybody recognizes that.
In the time that we have, I want to try to clear this up as much as I can. I asked her if there were any precedents for this. She said not in the parish, but this is the same thing that the Superdome did with the renovation, right?
Lots of different across the country, across our state. You use these economic development corporations to manage and run properties that are owned by the local governments. This is some good government going on at a level that they don't understand, apparently. And even though we try to explain it, they continue to now defend the public letter to the end, and it's laughable to say that the parish doesn't get anything out of this agreement. That is absolutely ridiculous.
So the project is not in jeopardy, is it?
No, that's another thing. What I'm calling this is we're ready to move forward on Kingfish Riverview development, and we are moving forward on it. There was an attempt to stop it, install it, which, let me just be clear, I'm gonna call it like I see it. That's ugly politics. It's political retribution.
Do that,
and
if
then
you will.
Also,
please, Joe, do that. Tell me the backstory behind all of this, if you would. because I know there is a political backstory, and if you don't mind getting into it, I think you could clear everything up if you would.
I've been trying not to. I've been trying telling me to talk about the project.
No, why don't you just get into the political backstory?
But I'll tell
backstory.
You what it is.
Do that,
All right, I'll
please.
Tell you what it is.
Please.
All right. A year ago, when this supposedly got on the radar of the IG or Jennifer Van Ranken, it happened to be when Jennifer Van Ranken was running for what was traditionally a West Bank at-large seat. She ran against it. She had opposition from Ricky Templet on the West Bank, and a lot of the West Bank was behind Ricky, and they supported Ricky. And then she called it into question during that election. And then after that, almost a year later, when we're getting ready to break ground, in year three of a project, her friend, the IG, drops a public letter making wild accusations that are unsupported by any investigation. And so all I hear from people everywhere is that this is just political retribution. This is just getting back at the West Bank for not supporting a councilman. And I don't want to spend all the time talking about that, but that it is what it is.
Well, okay. So when you talk about politics, you're talking about different camps, right? That's what we're talking about here?
Yeah.
So what camps are we talking about?
Well, the Jennifer Van Ranken and the West Bank political organizations, the council, Councilman Templet, it was his project. We're talking about...
It was his project.
Yeah, he was involved in it. I mean, it was a state project, okay?
So this would be retribution.
But Ricky was the one who was... Mm-hmm.
Okay, to pay back Ricky for the West Bank not supporting the losing candidate in this, and as a result now the IG, because of a relationship with the losing candidate, is attempting to torpedo the whole project or cast aspersions on it?
Yes, and let me just tell you what I saw just recently. I saw that the Attorney General has criticized this investigation, and it's under review, and they have concerns about the timeliness of the complaint and the sufficiency of the investigation conducted. I could tell you that there's something else that's going on here, or that this is really not a good project and I'm trying to cover it up, Tommy. None of that. Mm-hmm. It's a great project, and it's been through every check and review that it's needed to. It's in compliance with the law. And this, there is no reason to continue to spread misinformation. There is no donation of land. There is no giving away of money. Stop saying that. That's not correct.
So who signed off on this, Ricky? Who's in favor of this? Approach it from that angle.
Well, let me just make a list of who's not in favor of it. Two that I can come to mind right now, and they're the loudest components. The opponents of this. But GEDCO reviewed the project, and they said, yes, this is a great economic development project for Jefferson Parish. G&O Inc. did an economic study on it. They signed off on it as well. There's a quote from G&O Inc. So we're talking about taking a lot that the parish owns and looking for what's the best use of this flat lot that's near the river. Their quote from G&O Inc., redeveloping public assets to achieve economic development goals is a powerful way to foster growth and invest in our community. I mean, we're talking about 55 jobs coming into this, to these businesses, and there's nothing that was done below or behind closed doors. There was no secret deals involved. This has all been following state law, parish ordinances. And again, we are now, how long has this been going on? And the Inspector General cannot point to a single thing to justify her claim that we've donated some land. She put out information that says the parish isn't going to own the garage until 2031. That's absolutely, the parish immediately owns the garage. Fixing that up. She's saying that we're giving away money to a private entity. No, we're not giving away money to a private entity. We are taking the money that's in the discretionary fund of Councilman Edwards, using it for a transformational economic project, which it is intended for, And then that's the investment into the big project, which is a capital outlay project, where there's going to be about $28 million worth of money, primarily coming from the state of Louisiana. And then we're going to have this great economic tool that's going to drive more improvements in development, and it happens to be in Gretna. Okay, but it's the parish's project.
Let me read you a couple of texts here, Joe, so you can respond to them. One says, $10 million taxpayer, $10 million taxpayer dollars to a private business, the Jefferson Parish will not get any sales or property tax, and they have to pay to maintain the area. You can't put lipstick on this. That's why we don't trust politicians. Respond to that, please.
Is that from Kim? That sounds like what Kim Chatelain just said.
I have no earthly idea what her phone number is. It's from 6401 or final four digits, but go ahead.
Okay, well, easy. Here we go again. The $10 million that the parish is going to invest is investing in developing and building and owning real estate, prime real estate. How is that not being called an economic benefit to the parish? You're going to own the real estate. It is prime real estate with a river view of the city. It's got multi-level indoor-outdoor seating. The parish fully owns this. It goes from a lot to that with the back behind it, three-level parking garage, with the linear park, and they own all that.
So that would go back to what I said initially about, okay, Tommy, I'm trying to think how I can make this apply, but basically I get the asset, I just have to maintain it, right?
Yes, and there's not even a note on it. It's not even a note. Now, on the rent, okay, so the rent from the businesses, okay, it goes to JFI, okay? JFI uses the money to maintain and operate the entire complex, and the money that is not used for that, if there is additional money that is in their account for that, it goes to other Jefferson Economic Development projects. JFI is a nonprofit. All the members of the board are appointed by Jefferson Parish. They have oversight. Jefferson Parish has oversight. And it goes to more economic development projects on the West Bank. That's where it goes. It doesn't go, it's a nonprofit. But these nonprofits are very, very common, and they're smart government when you want to interact and move faster and do CMAR projects, construction management at risk. That's what this project is, the way the parish is doing it. And it's a great project, and it's a great way to do a project.
So let me wrap it up this way, Joe. As I understand it here, the books are wide open. The process is wide open. Liz Merle, whomever, and although Liz Merle is not saying the attorney general, she's going to look at your project. She's saying she's going to look at, or the project, she's going to look at the inspector general. You guys are wide open. This has been thoroughly vetted. Come look at it, investigate whatever you want. Accurate?
I am getting all of the records that I can from the state because I'm not the rep anymore. I have to do a public record request. And I want to put them all in her hand and say, I've already explained it to you at the council meeting. This is the capital outlay project, but I'm going to hand you the documents so you can read them again. But what she's trying to do at this point, according, this is my opinion, the inspector general is trying to do is trying to make the facts of her investigation, which is ongoing, look like her letter. And that's just not how you do. That's an abuse of her office to throw out accusations and then investigate them. Because you're bringing a lot of people's reputation into question, and that's not fair to the people or the project. And that's, you know, I mean, I take offense to it. I truly do.
Meanwhile, the project continues on, right?
The show goes on.
And you say investigate, look into it, do whatever you want. There's not a there. Accurate?
And write another letter saying you were wrong.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate your time. We'll take a break. Talk to Newell when we come back on WWL.